Good morning. We are talking with Sonia and Sasha as we discuss kind of a very interesting thing that is a collaboration between public health and local hospitals in both Crawford and Grant County, kind of a needs assessment survey that was sent out to a number of people in, or probably the whole population in both Crawford and Grant counties, to kind of assess the needs of what people expect or desire or want to see in their local healthcare providers, in the facilities and the clinics, public health, you know, in this area. We are a rural area. We understand that maybe we're never going to get, you know, a trauma one level center here. But what can, you know, when you hear from the people, what can you improve upon in our, you know, rural hospitals? And so you guys are here today to kind of talk about that survey. And so first off, I want you to talk about just the survey in general.
Just the survey in general for the community health needs assessment. It is just one way that we really kind of look to analyze the health needs of our community, health and wellness needs. It's the way that our community members can share their voice in what resources are needed to best meet their needs. The survey is, again, a collaborative effort between, it's now four hospitals, Crossing Rivers Health, Grant Regional Health Center, Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics, and Southwest Health, as well as our public health partners. So we have Crawford County Public Health and also Grant County Public Health. And all of us are working together to not only survey our community members, but also analyze the health data that's available to us. And then also, you know, just kind of go out and host focus groups. We've hosted focus groups in the past, key informant interviews, and really just then put that entire picture together of what are the strengths, but what are the gaps in health and wellness services.
And we were talking about this off air. Without input from the community on what, you know, where those gaps are, or, you know, everybody wants to be told what they're doing right, but in order to do things right, you have to get some feedback from the people in the community. So this is really the easiest way for you to get that feedback and then, you know, take action on that. I know you were explaining off air that in a previous survey, mental health was the top of kind of the survey, and then all of the steps then that were taken to, you know, help mental health resources in our community. So action will be taken from these surveys.
Yes, definitely. So this will really be our kind of lay the groundwork for a 3-year plan that we put in place. That's kind of, that's the cycle that we go through. So after we analyze all the data and get the assessments back, then we come up with priority projects and then work on those really for 3 years. So it's a long-term kind of fix. And if it's similar things from the last one, we just build upon that.
And, you know, we were talking about the survey. Well, how do people take the survey?
Really simple. Just visit any one of those healthcare organizations that I mentioned, our website, and you can find the link. So for Crossing Rivers Health, you just go to crossingrivers.org. It is on our homepage, or you can go to crossingrivers.org/CHNA2024. And then for Crawford County.
Yeah, you can just search Crawford County, Wisconsin, yes, and go to our webpage and go to the health department, and there's a give feedback tab and get to the survey that way. We also have paper copies, so if you want to stop in and give us a paper copy, that's fine as well. Or if you have a group of people that you want us to come to and give out surveys electronically or paper, like, we're more than willing to kind of come out just to get people to take the survey.
And again, I just want to stress the importance of this, that, you know, last time the feedback was taken and, you know, really implemented programs here in Crawford County and in Grant County as well. So it is very, very important, you know. Hospitals are something that a lot of times, you know, healthcare services can kind of go to the back of your mind, but when you need it, you need it, and you need it now. And it's nice to have those resources in your community for whoever, you know, whether it's yourself, a family member. And this is really one of those ways that you can provide direct feedback to the organizations in your communities.
That's correct. We do have, like Sonia said, a community health implementation plan that we carry out with our collaborative partners through, you know, throughout the region that we serve. And then actionable items can be built around those needs. So your voice really does matter, and it really does kind of drive our priorities and our focus for the next several years. And it's not just, you know, public health or health and human services in the hospital. We also have partners like the Aging and Disability Resource Center, UW Extension. We have just a number of organizations, even our police department, our sheriff's department are involved. Passages as another organization. I'm just thinking of all the different organizations that we collaborate with, and we're really focused on these priorities. I also want to mention, of course, our focus is Grant and Crawford counties, but our hospital is unique in that it serves Northeast Iowa as well. So we're also looking to pull in the voice of folks that live in Allamakee and Clayton County, Iowa, and would love to have, you know, those respondents as well. And then we can kind of focus on those as our hospital priority area, primarily obviously serving Crawford County and then a portion of Grant as well. But I do want to stress that Clayton and Allamakee County residents are also very much invited to take this survey.
And if anybody would have any questions about this survey, how can they get in contact with either one of you? Or, I mean, who is the person to contact?
They can definitely call the health department at 608-326-0229, and we can help answer any questions you may have or get you connected with the survey.
All right. And the survey is open through the end of the month, correct?
Through the end of June, yes.
All right. So, again, you can visit the Crossing Rivers website. You can visit Crawford County Public Health website. And it's very important to, you know, get this feedback so that everybody can kind of meet the needs of the community.
Absolutely.
Anything else you guys want to add?
I think that covers it.
All right. Well, so head out there and log in and take your survey.